Let's move on to the Texas Bowl, and that is Missouri 7-5 and Texas 6-6. These are former Big 12 foes, but now, of course, Mizzou is in the Southeastern Conference, and Texas is still in the Big 12. Listen, Missouri, 1-5 start. Everybody was talking, including me, was talking about Barry Odom's going to get fired. He's not going to last. They're not going to give him a chance. Well, he turned it around. He's got him in a bowl game. Texas is 6-6 in Tom Herman's first year. And both these teams, I think they'll be motivated because this is the first time either team has played in a bowl game in about three seasons.
That's right. Longhorns' last bowl appearance was 2014. They lost to Arkansas 31-7 in this same Texas Bowl. Missouri last bowl game was a trip to Orlando in 2014. They beat Minnesota 33-17 in the Citrus Bowl. And also that year, Missouri was actually in the SEC title game. Tigers, look, Missouri, they looked finished. You mentioned that 1-5 start. Their first win, Coach, over a 1A team was not until October 21st.
Listen, no one saw a six-game winning streak coming from Missouri. As I said, many people thought that Barry Odom was in over his head. He, after the Auburn game, he went on in front of the camera. He made an impassioned plea, said, look, we're going to win. I know what it takes to win here because he's been a player. He's been an administrator, an assistant coach, a coordinator, and now head coach. He knows what it takes to win at Missouri. And he has shown in the second half of the season that his kids didn't quit on him. They bought into him. And one thing that didn't hurt Missouri this year is that Drew Locke in the second half of the season, he got into rhythm and he set the SEC touchdown record for a season. He threw for 43 of those puppies this year. Texas, you know, they don't really seem all that excited about breaking their bowl drought. Safety Deshaun Elliott and offensive tackle Williams said have already said they'll skip this game and they'll prepare for the NFL draft. You know, that's a trend that's happening right now, and really, I don't like it.
I know you don't, Coach, and a lot of other college football fans and former coaches and players and people in general don't like it. And the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, Malik Jefferson for Texas, he hasn't decided if he's going to play in the game. These players opting out of bowl games seems to be happening more each year. Last year, McCaffrey didn't play in Stanford's bowl game.
And Leonard Fournette, he skipped LSU's bowl game last year. And in McCaffrey's and Fournette's defense, they were injured during the year, and they missed games late in the season due to injuries. Some of these guys have not missed a game. They haven't missed a snap during the regular season. They just don't want to take a risk of getting injured and hurting their draft prospect. And again, that's happening all over the nation right now. And as I said earlier, it's becoming a trend, and I just don't like it.
Well, Coach, look, I don't want to be hypocritical here because as a fan, I'd like to see all the players compete and appreciate the bowl game. Like when we watch bowls as young kids. But I have to be honest, if a family member or close friend in that situation asks my advice, depending on the position that they play, I might agree with opting out. If they're concerned about getting injured and don't want to play, look, the fact that if they go out there and play scared, it will lend to injuries, and they won't be helping their team if they're out there playing scared.
That's true, but I guess the thing with me is this has never been an issue until just the last couple of years, and I can't remember the young man's name from Ohio State, but he blew out his knee in the bowl game in the Fiesta Bowl, and it ended up costing him some draft spots, but he did get drafted. He did take a year to rehab, and now he's playing in the NFL. And again, I think if you just look at you know, not getting injured, if that's the reason that you're not going to play in the bowl game, again, I totally understand if you've been fighting an injury and you need to lay out for more time. But if you're perfectly healthy, I think that you're just creating a bad precedent by not playing. And again, you've put in so much. A bowl game should be a reward, and it used to be, but now it's not because there's so many bowl games, and it doesn't matter. And unless your team is playing in the playoffs, a lot of these guys will opt out and not play.
Right. It kind of goes back to the handicapping motivational factor that I talk about, and it's the same thing with these guys. Look, if here's my thought. If I'm on a team and a guy's scared to play and in fear of getting injured, I don't want him to play. Let the next guy up step up. You know, that's how I see it.
Right. And again, I think it's one of those it's just a situation that's unfortunate. Again, the game that I used to coach is changed. It's evolved. I'm not in it anymore. So, yeah, I'm not part of it. So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, and look, when I handicap this game, two things stand out. Those key Texas players, they don't want to be there. And a lot of other ones don't want to be there. Tom Herman, he's reluctant to name a starting quarterback. That's kind of negative. I give the motivational edge to Missouri. They're attempting to become only the second team in college football history to start a season 1-5 and finish with 8 wins. I think Rutgers did it before. So I'm going to lean to Missouri in this game.